Last month, during a Senate floor debate on drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, California Senator Barbara Boxer urged her colleagues to look at photographs in a new book by Shubhankar Banerjee. Proponents of drilling had depicted the wild Alaskan expanse as barren and desolate. Senator Boxer recommended the book, titled Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, Seasons of Life and Land, as evidence of the region's unique beauty. For Mr. Banerjee, a physicist at Boeing in Seattle who takes photos on the side, publication of the book and an exhibit of his photographs, which opened this past Friday at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, was the culmination of a dream. New York Times reporter Timothy Egan has been following the story of Mr. Banerjee's photographs since Senator Boxer promoted his book. Mr. Egan is on the phone from Seattle. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell us what happened to the photographs in this exhibition.
Well, it's been quite a twist and turn of events for both Mr. Banerjee and his pictures of birds and muskoxen and landscapes in that great Arctic refuge. In summary, what happened was, just very quickly after Barbara Boxer went on the floor and said, look at this picture, there was a vote on the refuge. The vote failed 52-48. And Senator Ted Stevens, the Appropriations Chair, said, I will take this personally. Anyone who voted against this voted against me. A few weeks later, Mr. Banerjee got a letter from the Smithsonian saying they were disassociating themselves from him and they didn't want to see any reference in his book about the Smithsonian. And they were told that the exhibit had been canceled. They panicked, they called up, and they managed to salvage the exhibit, but it has since been moved from the main floor in the rotunda to what Senator Durbin of Illinois said was the basement. In fact, it's just a lower room. And the captions have been dramatically altered, and in some cases just removed.
What happened to the captions? What do you mean? What, give us an example.
In one case, for example, he says, quote, here there still remains elements of mystery in the unknown, which in themselves have great value in the human perception of wilderness. This is a quote from someone else. It accompanies one of his captions on the Hula Hula River Valley. And now it just says, rock lichens. There was another caption on the buff-breasted sandpiper. And I managed to say that semi-correctly. And Mr. Banerjee had a caption saying that this species was remarkable because it traveled from Argentina to the Arctic Coastal Wildlife Refuge to nest up there, and they've removed all that, and they now just say coastal plain of the Jago River and the sandpiper. So they've taken out any sort of interpretive stuff about what these animals do, what this wildlife does in the refuge. And the Smithsonian, when I asked them about this, I said, do you always do this? Don't captions have some interpretation from the photographer? And they go, well, it's a case-by-case basis. And in this case, they felt that the captions bordered on advocacy, and they say they are unable to advocate anything.
What about moving the exhibit in the first place? Does the Smithsonian, the Smithsonian, according to your story, denies that there was any pressure to move it, right?
Yes, and they say that it was a routine last-minute thing, but that's somewhat curious because Mr. Banerjee has a floor layout, and in the floor layout it shows exactly where all his pictures are going, exactly where all his captions are going. And you walk in the rotunda past that big old elephant, and not far from there was where these pictures of the Arctic Wildlife Refuge were going.
Will anyone ever get to the bottom of the story as to whether or not there was political pressure put on the Smithsonian? What happens next?
Next week, on Tuesday, I believe it is, there will be a Senate oversight hearing on the Smithsonian's budget. They're a quasi-federal agency, they say. They get most of their money from Congress, but they also have people who serve on private museum boards, etc. And Senator Durbin of Illinois, Senator Boxer of California, Senator Cantwell of Washington, all of those senators have expressed some concern about this, and they plan to question the Smithsonian about what exactly happened. Mr. Banerjee and others believe, they don't have any proof, that the pressure came from Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. Remember, after the vote, he said, I take this vote personally, and I will remember it. So they believe that what happened was that Mr. Stevens, who chairs the Appropriations Committee, then put pressure on the Smithsonian, and there's no paper trail. Mr. Stevens' staff denies this, and the Smithsonian denies it as well.
New York Times correspondent Timothy Egan. Tim, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me.